Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Berry, berry, good chicken.
Hello, 33% majority, welcome to it. It's a podcast, there's three of us, we're friends, and we fight for our 15 minutes of fame. I'm your dad's brother, Uncle Tommy.
That's the one we're keeping, are we?
That's...
You're happy with that piece of work, yeah?
We're going for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. No, I think you'll find I'll be your host, billionaire philanthropist Alex Springthorpe.
Actually, I think you'll find I might be your host, local tree stump historian Ashley Hall.
Wait. I'm Uncle Tommy, but I'm the host too, think I am.
Hi, Uncle Tommy. How are you?
Good, son. How you doing?
You're a dumb shit.
I like that that's just like a thing that Tom's gone for. We're just keeping that, I think. Are we keeping it?
Okay.
Like a stray cat, are we keeping it?
I think we just roll with that one.
Start as you mean to go on with mediocrity.
Yeah,
the
awful
the,
audio.
Can I have that in Latin for the motto underneath our family crest, please? can we have that?
I'd like to start
how
off
with
an anecdote.
Gentlemen.
I don't care about finding out how everybody is.
Okay.
Guys, I've had an intense week.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of keeping this secret in, all right?
Okay.
Because it's about time we spoke about it. And before I continue, I need to remind you that I'm your friend, Alex Springthorpe, and I don't want to be thought of differently, okay?
You will be, but fine.
I'm already judging.
It's about time we spoke about this plandemic.
Alex, no. Alex, you mustn't.
I've uncovered some dark truths, gents.
Wake up, sheeple.
Alex, have you evolved into an anti-vaxxer? Please say no.
No, he has. It's part of his identity now. How could you even judge him for that?
It definitely is a plandemic. I've uncovered the dark truths.
He's uncovered it.
Big pharmaceutical.
I like how you can't even get fucking through it.
Big pharmaceutical. Created this virus. Big pharmaceutical created this virus, okay? And the virus means you've got to wash your hands an awful lot.
Yeah.
I think the people behind this pandemic is the people that make my hand cream, because I've never used so much of it. I wash my hands, and then my hands get all dry, and I have to use lots and lots of moisturizer, otherwise I get nasty little dirty, dry hands.
I think you've stumbled onto a massive truth here, Alex, because here's the thing. Here's my dilemma.
You were skeptical when we went into this.
I moisturize my hands, but then my hands are too oily. So I've got to wash my hands. But then they get dry much quicker. So I have to moisturize my hands again. But then...
And only then.
I've got to wash them again. They're too greasy.
Guys, wait till you hear about the cure for this. It's just not washing your hands. Listen, I haven't washed my hands now in 7 years. I've killed everything I've touched.
Like Ash wears gloves every day, but really, that's just why his skin's...
I haven't seen my... Yeah, actually, true story. I haven't seen my hands in 3 or 4 years now. I don't take the gloves off.
Ashley's built like a crab.
Yeah, I bet that's good for yours and your partner's sexual health.
Oh, I just don't use my hands.
Please don't talk about our host's sexual
No, I can unwrap a Snickers bar with my tongue.
Wow, okay. Alex, did you say you don't want to talk about any of the host's sexual, like...
escapades.
Practices?
You're having a child, which is the ultimate flex that you had sex.
Yeah. You did do a shag.
Actually, that's kind of cringe. Having a child? Cringe.
How chuggy.
Very chuggy indeed. Just walking around flexing there. That's right. I don't pull out.
I've got an anecdote.
Take us away.
Please.
So my partner and I, we went pumpkin picking.
Oh.
This weekend just gone. We went to go get some pumpkins to carve those pumpkins. Now,
loads of pumpkin fields in London, isn't there?
There are. There's so many. So many to choose
London's
from.
London's often described as green.
It is. But it isn't. Now, my partner and I, we have two dogs. One of them is three. The other is a mongrel import from Ukraine. And we don't know how old he is. And he's my partner's dog. The other dog is my dog. There's two dogs. And we looked, well, I say we, my partner looked specifically for dog-friendly pumpkin picking sessions. And what do you know? She found one, but it was an hour and a half away.
So that they can pick their very own.
They
pumpkins.
Can get their own.
They have the surgery to get thumbs before they go in. And it's really costly, but at the end of it, your dog can like prune roses afterwards. It's great.
Absolutely. So anyway, my lovely partner, she managed to find a pumpkin patch to pick from, which was great. But it was, yeah, as I said, an hour and a half away. Now, my dog that I have, that's my one, he's always been fantastic in the car. He likes to stick his head out the window, which is wonderful. The other one doesn't like being in the car so much, in the sense that his stomach doesn't like it.
Nice.
Yeah. So he likes to do big sick when he's in the car.
Pulled an Alex, as we call it in the trade.
Yes, pulled an Alex. Now, it was only an hour and a half away. And you typically, it's on about like a 2-hour drive when we're going from London to like Lincolnshire that he might be sick. So we starved the poor boy so that he had nothing to chuck up, in the hopes that that would get him used to being in the car and he would be fine in future. My lovely, sweet boy dog decided to not only throw up once on the way there, throw up twice on the way there, getting it all over the other dog that I own. But we then had to spend time cleaning up the dogs before we could go and pick pumpkins. And then to top it all off, he did it again on the way home.
Oh. Only this time it was entirely pumpkin seeds.
No, it actually just was entirely on the other dog this time. And he got that sad about it that he climbed up onto the parcel shelf.
I thought this was going to be a story about how one of your precious puppers pissed on a pretty pumpkin.
Well, there's the alliteration for the episode.
That's the title right there.
Exactly. We've done it. We've nailed it, guys. And this has been your favourite podcast, The 33% Majority. I've been your host, Uncle Tommy.
I think maybe we should put some more meat on these bones before we send that out into the great wide world.
I maybe think we should just chuck a few, just a scooch more on there.
At the moment, we've got an Aldi rack of ribs, and I want a Tesco finest lamb shank.
Disrespect. Aldi ribs bang, by the way.
Not in comparison.
They do fuck,
not in
yes.
comparison to a Tesco finest lamb shank, gentlemen.
This calls
anyway,
for rib night.
I'm going to host, but I'm going to do it through Tommy.
And I'm now Alex in Tommy's body. It's weird here. Where's his tit gone?
Whoa, Alex, what a massive todger you've got.
I'm still Ashley. What an average-sized penis you have. Me?
Ashley didn't even swap bodies with anyone. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, it's just how I observe the world. This is through the eyes of mediocrity.
Okay, well, I will host. I just need to play with the timer.
Just need to give it a little
timer?
Kiss.
Oh, there it is. Somebody else did it for me. Okay, guys, so you know how typically the 33% majority, despite the name of the show, we usually make all of our decisions like unanimously if we're ever going to do anything, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, a little peek behind the veil, yeah, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only for like business decisions and other.
Only for every decision in our lives. Guys, we don't do anything on our own accord. Everything we've ever done has been signed off by the three of us.
Hey, Tom and Ash, am I all right to have a baby?
No.
I actually signed that one maybe.
Put it back.
You know.
Well, despite the way that we usually function as a business, for my new game, Cool or Drool, we're going to definitively determine what's cool and what is drool.
Okay.
Using the word drool to describe something as not cool is drool.
Yes. The conceit of the game is, though, is that if two of us decide something is cool and one person decides it's not, fuck that person, the majority wins in this game.
Cool or the fool drools.
I was trying to do another rhyme. I couldn't do it.
It was in there somewhere. I couldn't do it. I believe in you.
But what do you guys think? Do you like the sound of that? We can just, as...
I'm moistened by it.
We've positioned ourselves to decide on what is cool and what's not. I mean, you know, we're like charting so hard. We are like the best podcast in the UK and probably in other areas of the world. Yeah. We're making millions of pounds doing this.
We are definitely the guys who decide what is cool. Trendsetters, you know.
There you go. We are influencers now, so let's use that.
NASA's number one podcast.
Thanks, space.
There you go.
I'd like to thank space.
So the first one, woodworking. I definitely think that one's not cool.
Just fucking caught, just straight in there. Hey, Ash, fuck you.
Fuck everything you stand for.
Woodworking is cool.
Sorry, just put a. I need to put a pause on the game. Timeout. Time out just for a moment.
Yeah, okay.
Tommy, are we allowed to upset other hosts?
Yeah, that's like, I guess, part of it.
Is that the aim of the game?
No, it's not the aim of the game. That I just thought I'd do a funny one to begin with.
Okay. Because I think woodworking drools as well.
What?
Okay.
Hey guys, do either of you own a table in your house? Is there a table in your house?
Okay, so definitively then, woodworking not cool.
That's aggressive. That's like, I'm sat next to the furniture I have made and the lamp I made in my woodworking room.
Like how cool people do.
Like how, yeah, I've been described as cool by at least two people.
Yeah.
Like at least a solid, maybe 2.5 on a push. I can't, what the fuck?
Okay, mean ones aside. No, that one was a mean one just to get the ball rolling, to wet our metaphorical willies.
Consider my willy wet and my jimmies rustled. Fucking rustle my jimmies, you bastard.
Okay, the real first one now. Swords.
Cool. Immediately.
Not cool.
Very cool.
Owning swords, not cool.
Back in the day, samurai had sword. Warman had sword. Now it is 30-year-old man who lives at home with sword on wall.
Swords as a concept, cool. Swords, like, to own more than one, not cool. In fact, that's not true, is there? What's the threshold of owning swords before it becomes like... Because if you own 30 swords, you're a collector, that's cool.
Any more than zero.
That's a fair point, Ash. That's a fair point. But I've always thought that actually it's weird because there's like a really, really low end that makes it cool and a really, really high end, which is to say that if you don't own any swords but wish to own swords, very fucking cool. And if you own like fucking, 300, you're a mad collector. That's cool. Anything in between.
It's the Nazi memorabilia line, isn't it? The thing we're looking for. Like owning one Nazi thing, not fucking cool. Owning 1,000 Nazi things. Oh, it's a historian.
Yeah.
The sword is just the sniper rifle of the stabbing world.
You can cut bread from a distance.
Across the map.
That's all I want a sword for. Listen, I want to maintain 2 meters distance.
What's sick is when you turn around really quickly and accidentally cut like 2 loaves of bread with one stroke.
And everyone's like, wow, that's incredible. This is the best thing since. And then they look down. There it is. Sliced bread. Alex loved that fucking... The build-up for that was fucking... Pang! Ooh! Got myself...
Alex, you actually touched on... You actually touched on the second real 1/3 overall.
Uh-huh.
No scoping on Fortnite.
Not cool, but I enjoy to do it.
But it is cool, because you have such fun time.
Is it cool? Is Fortnite cool?
Something doesn't have to be cool for you to enjoy it. It's not cool, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah, literally. Like, I enjoy woodworking, and it's been proven to be lame.
When you do Fortnite, unironically, to a point where... No, sorry. Those were words that I said wrongly.
Okay.
When you do Fortnite, ironically, for a length of time until it becomes, like, unironic, then it's cool.
And we'll keep telling ourselves that.
That's the goal. Yeah.
We will, Alex, when we sesh on Fortnite.
The sesh never ends, boys.
I just like me a chug jug.
Just give me those jug chugs, please.
Jug jug. Birds, the avian variety.
Government spies, not cool.
Not cool at all. Unpredictable.
Unpredictable. How can you trust a bird?
I went on a walk just before recording this podcast with a borrowed dog, and I encountered a swan, and I was frightened of him.
Rightfully so. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but apparently a swan can break your arm.
Whoa.
Is that like a joke, or...?
That's like a... Everybody's heard that, right? Surely. A swan can break a man's arm. That's like a...
Yeah, no. If you do a royalty crime, Elizabeth will set off her swans, and they will do you an arm crunch. And they'll bite all the way through it.
Yeah.
They can only do arms, though, not like fingers, legs, just arms.
Okay, so we've all decided not cool, then.
Bird's not cool.
Okay, so I checked it. Apparently no swan has ever broken a man's arm. There's no recorded history of it.
No. What's the source of this information? Have they asked every swan?
And if they were asking the swans, you'd lie, wouldn't
if
you?
If I had my arm broken by a swan and somebody asked me about it, I would lie, because that's not cool to have your arm broken.
Like, nah, man. I've never even seen a swan in real life.
What's a swan?
So birds, not cool. Having arm broken by bird, super not cool.
Super uncool.
Super droll.
Unless it's like a fucking emu or something, because emus are metal as fuck.
What you need in those sort of encounters is a sword, so you can cut twice the amount of breath so you can distract the avian predators as they close in on your extremities.
Bread, it's not in small enough chunks. They don't recognise it. Swans have only ever seen bits and pieces, haven't they? They wouldn't know what to do with a whole loaf.
Alex, I included this next one. I included this next one because I knew that we could make this one work for us in our favours.
Okay.
So now you can edit that bit out, and Ash, you can forget I said it.
Bigotry.
Hey guys, what do we think of circumcisions?
So fucking cool. Oh my god.
Gnarly.
The coolest.
I have my turtleneck on right now. And I plan on keeping it on. But I've got nothing against not wearing a turtleneck, you know. Some people just have a flair for the dramatic.
Circumcision is the sniper rifle of the pissing world.
Yeah, this is my ACOG scope attack. It helps me short.
Exactly. It just equals max range and precision.
It's that master key shotgun. That's what it is. You guys have got, like, range, and I'm like Avon calling, you know what I mean? Blast the door down.
Oh, it's so good. Ashley and awful at the same time.
It's the difference between, yeah, a sniper rifle and a buckshot.
It's me. I'm going to kick the door.
Widespread versus laser beam. Circumcision's super cool.
Mm.
Tommy, can I interject? Can I throw one out to the crowd?
Please, yes.
Is vaping cool? Is vaping cool yet?
No.
Objectively, no.
No.
You're either not man enough to die from smoking, or you just like those fruity flavours.
What a sweet, succulent cloud I just chucked.
I do vape, though, so I can't.
I think that the thing with vaping, right, when it becomes a hobby, or like a passion, that's when it stops being cool, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, when that's your personality trait, like when, like, like Ash, if you were to introduce yourself to somebody, you would say, "Hi, I'm Ashley, and the thing I'm most passionate about is woodworking." And I might say, "Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm passionate about..."
And then, like every white dude ever, you might say, "Podcasting."
And then I bump into people and I go, "Hello, my name's Alex, and I'm super passionate about my thick ohms, my 18650s, and my juicy cotton. Let's rip it, brother. Chuck a cloud," and then we kiss.
Grip it, rip it, and fucking...
Something else.
You can ride the cloud around, though, like Goku, can't you? So it's just convenient
travel.
Anybody
that's listened to our Dungeons & Dragons special is up for a right surprise when that concludes.
Wait, somebody summon him.
I don't know the keyword.
Where is he? My boy, Nimbus Alto.
Ash, why don't you do his voice?
Oh wait, I know the calling card. I know how to get him here.
A stiff breeze.
Wait, guys, shh.
Oh, nuts. Some shit's popping off.
Oh, Lord, he popping.
Nimbus.
Is Dungeons & Dragons cool? Oh, and hi, guys, it's me, Nimbus. Is Dungeons & Dragons cool?
Yes, objectively.
No.
No, objectively. Actually. It's...
What do you mean? It's so
no,
cool.
No, subjectively.
I want to hang out with the boys and make up funny fucking bullshit.
I want to run around and be a wizard with my friends and roll around with math stones.
I want to pretend to be an orc.
I want to play imaginary friends.
I just want
is
friends.
What Dungeons & Dragons is.
I really want to play games, but I can't afford a PlayStation.
Yes. I want to do video games without the video aspect.
I want to do video games, but all my eyes hurt.
I want to hallucinate while someone talks to me.
My eyes.
Got to avoid that blue light, fam.
Ashley.
Tom.
Do you think that packed lunches are cool?
Yes. Why would I not?
Now, there's a wrinkle to this one. Packed lunches made by yourself versus packed lunches that have been made for you.
I prefer a lunch made by myself.
I do too. Because I what? Like my sandwiches cut into triangles.
Yeah, I like a triangle.
And
Tringles.
And Bethany doesn't do them for me in triangles. I think a packed lunch is cool because what that screams out to the world is, I don't give a shit what you think about me. I need a snack. And this is what I made from home. You can go out and you can spend a fiver on lunch. Whereas I'll keep my fiver and still enjoy my lunch.
Now, I think, I agree. I think a packed lunch, very cool. It's also a great way to save money and also cuts down on, you know, any plastic waste or anything like that. So also, you know, good for the environment.
No, I eat plastic, so...
I just buy plastic cups and just use them instead. So I just put my sandwich in a plastic cup. I put my yogurt, I'll empty that into two plastic cups, one for the crispy bits and one for the actual yogurt. And then for my drink, what I do is I just get four of those, you know, the beer pull tab things, like the things that always kill seals.
Oh, yeah. The one... The turtle trap.
Yeah, I buy loads of beer and then I just give the cans to like my friends in exchange for ham. And then I just put the pull tabs in the ocean and then take the ham to work with me in my pockets.
Okay, now you've said that, I've just got a really quick one. None of the US listeners will know what the fuck we're talking about. Billy Bear ham. Not cool, right? Not cool. Drool. Bad.
Dude, what the fuck? It's cool.
Tastes bad.
Tastes like... asshole.
That's my favourite ham.
Tastes like somebody got ham and sprinkled bad on it.
Yes.
Yeah, you go, well, that's how you know I eat ass on the first date. Like, give me that Billy Bear meat.
You really did kill a pig for this. Wow.
It's what you fucking get.
Okay, guys, I'm almost at the end of my segment. I have one last one for you. Okay, it's whack tennis, or as the layman will call it, badminton.
I don't think either are especially cool.
Tennis was never cool.
Yeah, but badminton is the drool version of tennis.
Well, tennis isn't cool, is it? Like,
and tennis is the drool version of Wii Sports Tennis.
Which is the actual drool version of ping pong when you're too stoned.
Okay.
Good segment, Tommy.
Thank you. Maybe I'll bring that one back.
Was this game cool?
No, it wasn't. Shall we move on from one game and go to a game that we do in between segments?
Is this where we get fist deep in a game that you've created?
Yeah, we're going to go get balls deep into the dirtiest dictionary on this planet.
Just third knuckle deep.
Yes, absolutely.
Up to my nuts in the internet website.
Up to my nuts in the guts of this segment.
Music now! Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favourite segment between segments, Urban...
What the frick?
Perfect. Shinnery.
Lovely.
Cool.
Tens across the board.
Love that you loved it.
Happy to be here, Tommy. Thanks for prepping another wonderful segment between segments for us.
You're most welcome.
Forever in your debt, I will be.
Yeah, as per fucking usual.
I'm just happy to be here.
Great mates, the three of us. What good friends we are, hmm?
What homies?
Three great mates, one of them with an excellent trait, and it's that he puts together this segment in between segments.
I was waiting for that last word to rhyme and it didn't, and it fucking destroyed me.
I'm not a poet, mate.
I don't think I'll ever emotionally recover from that. Like,
ass bass or ass bass? Ass bass or ass bass?
Now,
isn't bass the guys that sung "All That She Wants Is Another Baby"? That's Ace of Bass, isn't it?
No, ass bass is what happens when you're riding around in the state-of-the-art Nissan Micra and the fat, dank subwoofer kicks in and it just rumbles your cheeks clean apart.
I see. Mm-hmm. I was going down the route of, you know, when you're out camping or fishing with your buddies and you catch yourself a fish and you think, ah, I got this nice fish. And you know what? I'm not weird. I'm only actually catching this fish so that I can eat it and nourish myself and know where my food came from. And you fry the fish off real nice and you portion it all up and everybody takes a bite and it tastes like ass. That's an ass bass.
I really wanted that to end with, and then you put it up your bottom. I wanted that, and I don't know why.
No.
Tom, I don't know why I wanted it, but I didn't.
The fillet of fish you've made, and you just fucking drive it into the asshole of your tent mate.
All right, Ronald.
McDonald's, if you're up for that sponsorship. Give me that sweet fist money.
Give me those beef churger cash.
Beef churger is the best.
The McTrillo buck.
McTrillo.
This is our McPodcast. I am McAshley McCall.
Hey, welcome back to the Muck 33% Majority. I'm your Muck host.
McJority.
McJority. Welcome to the 33% Majority McPodcast. A podcast with
McIm,
three McFriends.
McYaw, McHost, McTom, McHutchinson, McSon.
McHutchinson sounds great. McHutchinson makes you sound like a model. Tom McHutchinson.
And now I'm going to talk
makes me sound.
And now I'm going to talk into my muck phone.
Fuck off. Oh, that was very good. Ooh.
Ash, did you come up with one, buddy?
Come up with what?
Did you do a suggest?
No, I did a joke about McDonald's, Tom. So I got distracted.
You did a good. It was a good joke.
I got
it was a good joke.
I'm really sorry. Was the word muck something or am I lost?
Was it ham churger?
It wasn't bees churger.
Is that it?
What was it?
Was it chicky nuggy?
Chicky nuggy? Ass bass is the fish you put in your ass. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. You think it's a fish in your butt.
You put in your butt.
I think it's a fish that tastes like butt. And Alex thinks it's big, stinky, ugly bass that's butt shaking.
Specifically in the state of the art Nissan Micra.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Ass bass or ass bass, dependent on, I don't know, location.
Yeah, if you say it somewhere else, it sounds different.
If you say it further away, it'd sound a bit like this.
It's a. Alex, you were the closest.
Was I?
It's a fart that makes a deep booming noise like a subwoofer. The following is an example of an ass, I assume bass then. Person one, damn, the subwoofer on this sound system is absolutely bussing. Person two, nah, that was just me. I just farted.
Why did we write that? that was submitted by us, sure.
I might have what's the opposite of paraphrasing? Where you you change it, maybe. Or you make it different.
There was a terrible joke in paraphrasing where it's just phrasing.
Phrasing? Phraseology? Yeah. Lexical word using a tune.
Paraphrasing is where you do phrasing but you jump off a mountain.
Paraphrasing.
Fuck's sake.
Right, that's it. I'm stealing the scepter of hostship back now from you, Thomas. It's for me now, and I'm going to do a segment.
And I'm going to be really nice about it the entire time.
And we're going to pretend like we've not just cut 5 minutes of arguing out of the podcast.
I tell you what, why don't you give them a snippet of it, now? Wait, pause. I've paused the timer.
No,
I've paused
I'm
the timer.
King.
I've paused
Tom,
the timer.
Tom,
the timer has been paused.
Tom,
the timer has been paused.
Alex.
What
I want.
Alex.
What I want.
This is this. No. 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 I'm trying to do a good thing here, Alex. I'm trying to do a nice thing here. Are you able to just listen to me for a second, please, whilst I try and convince you of why the thing I'm trying to do is quite nice?
I stepped out of that about 30 seconds ago. That was poor radio. Can we include the bit where... Alex, do you record your screen? Because, like...
No.
Ah, furious.
They've just enjoyed that. We got rid of that. We'll go again. So I, gentlemen, just did my motorcycle test. I've upgraded it, and now I can ride basically a spaceship.
Congratulations. Muck, congratulations.
I also have a driving license. I bought a lovely red car that was disguised as a... It was a scam disguised as a lovely red car. And now I don't have it anymore. So what I've got is the ability to drive and ride whatever I want, but the option to drive a 2002 Nissan Micra.
I think the Micra is the best car in the world.
It's for sale if you want it. Trouble is,
oh, no, I don't
with buying
it.
New vehicles, is I need to be able to justify it to the old ball and chain.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe we could brainstorm and try and come up with some new exciting ways of using vehicles so I can try and justify how practical different vehicles could be.
So the question is then, do you have a short list of vehicles?
Just, actually, I would accept anything slightly more modern. I'd love something that's got airbags in it, but I think I'm worthy of a few.
Does the Micra not have airbags?
No, when you ride in the Micra, you die like you mean it.
Do you have life insurance? Can I be on it?
So like a car, my goal is I would love to have a lovely red car and a lovely motorcycle at the same time, but the motorcycle is just a toy and apparently I can't justify just having a toy. So are there any even just around the home, are there any uses for a motorcycle around the house?
Yeah, well, of course there are. You can use it as a blender, because all you got to do is just put a belt around the wheel and it can power anything that's got a rotation. So you could have a chop saw, a blender, a treadmill for your cat.
I think, Ashley, you're not thinking fourth dimensionally here.
Oh, no.
Because it's not just household appliances you could nullify. You could get rid of the whole utility bill.
You could generate...
Hook the mains
yeah.
power up to a motorcycle in the back garden that's just bashing off its limiter, keeping all your electrodes running, and then just have a pipe coming in off the exhaust for your central heating.
I'm sure that wouldn't get really frustrating after a couple of hours of having your heating on. I'm sure you could deal with that. Do you remember where at one point Tom, Alex's exhaust wasn't on his Bandit, and he came and picked me up and then drove me to, I think... maybe his fiance's grandpa's house. Maybe, was it?
All I know is I came to pick you up and then we had to go immediately home to get
it. It was the loudest thing you've ever experienced. It was like the noise. It was like God was standing next to you and he was very cross about something.
Understood. Right, okay.
Do we need to pause again? Tommy, are you okay?
No, actually, so what's going on right now is my partner... He's cooking me dinner.
Mm.
She's wonderful. She's cooking me dinner right now, as we speak. She likes to have music on while she's cooking the old din-dins, you know. I just got some chunky bass lines popping up on my screen.
Okay.
Wobbly.
So what I was trying to do was do the least amount of talk possible so that it would be easy to cut out the chunky bass lines.
Oh, okay.
The ass bass, as it were.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's just watching your screen. Imagine if you had headphones in and couldn't hear that she had music on, and you just thought there was a ghost in the room.
So the problem is that because I've got I've got a monitor, I can hear what my microphone can hear, and I can hear the bass in my earphones.
Wob wob.
The thumping bass. The wibbity wobbity wob.
Can you think of any ways of disguising the use of a car? Are there any more practical uses of a car that we haven't thought of?
Well,
I'm very sorry for getting distracted from my partner and I. We're a family of audio miscreants, and I'm sorry about it. I think that if you were to buy yourself like a like a Ford Bronco or something like that and turn the back seats into a bed, you'd probably be able to convince her that, like, you've bought it so that you can go and do nice, cool things together in it, like go on camping trips. And
that, you know, that'd be my Christmas, my Halloween outfit sorted.
Turn up as a truck driver.
No, just turn up as OJ.
A man who owned truck.
No, oh, that's what you do, Tom. You've cracked it. You've got a pickup truck now. That's your Halloween costume. You are a pickup truck. And then you're inside it. You're wearing it. You beep outside the door. You say, can you open the garage door? I want to come in and have a drink with you guys. Do you like my outfit? Do you like my costume?
Sweetheart, you know how there's not many movies that I like to watch being the person that is Alex Springthorpe? The one movie that I really do like, I think what I want to do is buy myself like a collector's item from the movie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It means a lot to me, very personal, so I'm going to buy myself a red race car.
Yeah. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, bitch.
I don't think the bitch is going to sell it.
That's assert dominance.
Beth.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, bitch.
Beth, I really do need a new car. I need a new car, and I want to buy a piece of TV memorabilia. This is my 40-foot long meth lab.
Bow, wow, wow, wow.
It's me, Walter. So nice to meet you.
Bow, wow. It's Walty here. Say my name. Say it.
You think when somebody knocks at the door, you're in danger? No, Beth.
No.
He is the danger.
Bethany. You bitch. I'm the one that knocks.
This thing doesn't have seatbelts. I am the danger.
It's got no airbags. I am in danger.
Bethany. Bethany, listen. Okay? I'm faster than fast. I'm quicker than quick.
I am speed.
Bitch.
Ciao.
We've turned into Jesse.
I can't help it. Yeah, no.
Yo, Mr. McQueen.
Hey. Somebody go on Google.
Yo, Beth!
What's Jesse Pinkman / what's the car's name from Cars? Lightning McQueen.
Mr. Car.
McQueen. Rule 42. No, Jesse Pinkman, Lightning McQueen. Doesn't bring anything up. We can have that.
Does it not?
No, okay. It's a bit sad, really.
Is it an available website?
JessePinkmanLightningMcQueen.com.
You turn left to go right. Yes, science, bitch.
Gotta win the Piston Cup, bitch. Oh, God. Lightning McQueen should not be as much... Did you know it was Owen Wilson that voiced him, and I didn't know that until yesterday?
Yeah.
I was just like, wow.
You dumb shit.
Doctor of Chemistry, more like Dr. Hudson.
Anyway, we're justifying sports cars. That was it. That's the justification. You just play that recording to it. I say, look how much joy the idea of owning a red sports car brought us. Now imagine if Lightning McQueen was
bitch.
Really parked in the driveway. Bitch.
I think, guys, this is a really nice high note to end my segment on, even if it is premature.
You did include the 2 minutes of us ranting and arguing, didn't you?
Maybe a few seconds of it. I have laughed so hard that my glasses have steamed up.
Did you laugh out of your eyes?
Thinking about Lightning McQueen.
Well, I cried.
And Jesse Pinkman.
I cried tears after we fought, Thomas, because I thought we'd never make friends again. I thought that was the end of our friendship. But then you said the Lightning McQueen things and called my wife a bitch a few times. That gave me some chuckle energy. That's why I forgave you.
And I realise now, it's the friends you made along the way.
It's the race cars you meet along the way that really count.
Ka-chow.
Bitch.
Life's like a road that you travel on. One day you and the next day you...
I wish I knew more Cars lore so I could really get in there with this. Is it canonical?
I wish I had read the dark tomes of Lightning McQueen.
I have scoured the dusty libraries of time. Only one thing stands. Ka-chow.
Do not cite the old words to me. I was there when they were written.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Gnarly as shit. Aslan's a don, by the way.
Cool, and we're on to Narnia. I don't have anything for Money Train, so no, maybe no, another...
I wanted to discuss something, because I think we may have forgotten.
Yeah? Well, we're going to the Money Train then.
Choo-choo!
Woohoo! Guys, I think we forgot to do a giveaway.
Oh!
We did.
Weren't we supposed to give something away and then didn't, and then we didn't not do it?
We didn't, no.
I didn't not do it either. Wait, hang on.
It wasn't not done.
I'll give you something, Alex. I'll give you something.
Yeah?
You know what that was?
What was it?
That's my middle finger up against the mic, bitch.
Why did it sound like really musical? It sounded like your finger was on a spring.
Because he's just so talented.
Are you powered by a small amount of hinges and pistons?
Are you a car?
Be honest. Tell us the truth.
So I think maybe we need to just kind of discuss the giveaway thing after the show, figure out what we said we'd do, and then maybe do it. Otherwise, we'll be called liars by the press.
Damn you, British media.
Yeah. Okay. Make this be a really, really quick Money Train segment. You can put the music in somewhere. You're the audio wizard, Alex. I believe in you. Do you want a really quick Urban What the Dictionary to, you know, liven the mood a bit?
An Urban What the Dictionary?
Urban What the Fuck You.
No, Tom, you must... It's got to be an Urban What the Dictionary now. Just an Urban What the Dictionary's there.
It's just urban.
And the word today is philanthropy.
Oh, I know that one, though.
I said it in my intro.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's why it was on my mind. No, the real Urban What the Frictionary, Alex, you automobile-looking ass, is Zuck Cuck.
That's just how we describe Mark Zuckerberg, isn't it? Is that not...
Already this podcast is not going to be chart-topping, I can tell you that. We've already brocked the algorithm.
Damn it.
He's listening right now. Mark...
I said plandemic, and then we've also said Zuck Cuck.
Do you think Zucky? He exclusively blocks out the word Zuck or just the word Cuck in assumption that it's about him?
Marky. Marky.
Markiplier.
Marcus.
Sorry.
Not Markiplier.
I'm sorry, Marcus.
Marcus Zuckman. I'm very sorry.
At PewDiePie, I'm sorry. Sorry we did it.
Hey, we're going to be doing an apology video for this.
A Zuck Cuck. A Zuck Cuck.
Zuck Cuck.
That is where you look over the shoulder of our good friend Marcus, and you see him on Tumblr.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah. No, that's hot.
Shall we just find out what it is?
Tell me what it is. It's got to be Alex's thing.
It's someone who still uses Facebook despite privacy concerns, or... may also be applied to anyone unconcerned with digital privacy. So basically, it's just if you still use Facebook.
This would be the smoothest intro into a VPN advert.
We VPN. Privacy.
We VPN. Sponsor, I wish.
Smash that. Mutilate that like button, everyone. Okay?
Desecrate that like button.
Kidnap that like button's children and tell it that they're never going to see their father again.
Do a hate crime to a like button.
Find your nearest like button and just fucking set fire to it.
We are shooting for 50 quadrillion likes this week, guys. So come on, let's hit that number. I know we can do it. You guys can do it. We can all do it, right? Ash, you want to host now?
I'd love to host. I'm taking away hosting privileges, boys. Not just from you or you. That was Tom and Alex, listeners, not you. You can't host anyway, you fucking idiot. I'm going to do Am I the Assholes, the hit, the classic, the all-time favourite that everybody loves and nobody thinks is a cop-out or lazy. I'm doing it, Dad, and you can't stop me.
Are Am I the Assholes cool or are they drool?
Both, somehow.
Both cool and drool. Much like me, I think.
Cool.
Ash, I'm muck-drooling for it in a good way.
Muck-sponsored, by the way.
I'm muck-drooling for this one, bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to muck-spooge.
Sorry, I just for a second there I could just ka-chow in the back of my mind. Am I the asshole for making my friend think about Lightning McQueen far too often? No, am I the asshole for buying my son a Halloween costume?
Can you say that one more time?
Am I the asshole for buying my son a Halloween costume? And then this is a really short little bit of context, but we'll wait for that.
Okay, okay.
Am I the asshole for buying my son a Halloween costume?
Face value, no, I guess.
Depends. Is it mid-November?
Am I the asshole for buying my son a Halloween costume? It's August, by the way. there's no context. It was 2 hours ago by CoolResolve1496 on Reddit.
I'm glad about the way that it ended and that it wasn't some kind of my son's white.
Yeah, it wasn't going to go Black into Panther. Like, that kind of crazy territory. But now that we're there, let's get real offensive real quick. We've arrived on the scene. Is it appropriation if I dress up as Lightning McQueen? I'm not a car. I've never been a car. Nobody in my family, not cars. They just aren't.
Appropriating automobile culture.
Every time I get in my partner's car, I feel guilty.
And this woman who's asking the am I the asshole question is appropriating autumn. She's
stolen Halloween from us all.
I think being proactive, nothing wrong with that, right? Unless... No, I can't think of, like... She is the son wearing it every day? Otherwise,
Is the son 35? How old is the child? That's a big thing, isn't it? Because if your kid's, like, anything below 20, it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll read some context. I, 34 female, and my husband, 35 male, have a 5-year-old son together. My husband was raised in a family where boys play with cars and girls... I know where this is going. Where boys play with cars, ka-chow, and girls with dolls, ka-chow. Girls play with dolls, bitch. Son has a...
Yes, science, bitch!
Son has a huge obsession with unicorns and asked if he could go as a unicorn for Halloween. My husband told him no because he's a fragile little boy. No, told him no and he would take him shopping for a boy costume.
I feel like I know where Ashley errs on this.
Oh, you know where I'm leaning here, homie. I found one in his size, wrapped the costume and surprised him with it. I gave it to him after school and he put it on. My husband looks at me and tells me that I'm trying to change our son to be girly and should have bought him a Spider-Man or Superman costume. This incident happened over the weekend, and my husband is still fuming over it.
Okay.
Deep breaths.
I just think that, like, I don't want to... Personally, I don't want to wade into this one too far, but my only thoughts on it are that I think, as a man, if you can't stomach your girlfriend wanting to be like Elsa from Frozen or anything like that, your masculinity is probably the fragile one, not your son's. Yeah.
As a man, what is going to have a son in a minute, I've kind of thought about this sort of thing.
Just in a moment, any second now.
In a moment, I shall soon have one of those sons. And I think if, as a dad, you're ever concerned about shit like that, oh, have a word. There's so much more important stuff to figure out.
There's bigger things going on, man.
Just have inspect the son. You must dress the son up as the unicorn. Walk over to the son, crouch down in front of the son, get real close to his little frigging child head, and just see if it's got a smile on it. If there's a smile on it, fucking shut up. It's fine. Move on.
Yeah.
Go and wash something. Fix something. Put a wardrobe up. Go have a little lie down. Read a book.
At the end of the day...
Doesn't matter. Be happy.
As an adult, you exist, right, to be there for your kids, to basically help them grow into good people, but also make sure that they have a happy life, right? You're not there to, like, push your outdated thoughts onto them. Shouldn't do that. So even if it does maybe make you slightly uncomfortable, and there's probably a reason for that, maybe that does actually come from somewhere, but you shouldn't push that on your kid.
Dear 35-year-old dad, you did stuff what made your parents uncomfortable, and that was listening to rock music and having spiky hair.
And tucking your willy between your legs.
And fucking men.
Next thing you know, you're balls deep in your cousin. I don't know what that was. I don't know where that came from. Some repressed emotion.
Should we have another one?
Yeah. Am I the asshole? Well, just to clarify, though, guys, let your fucking kids play with whatever toys they want. If it's not dangerous, it doesn't matter.
Even if it is, let your children play with guns.
Guns fun.
Yeah, I played with dolls and guns, and I turned out just fine and balanced.
Yeah, see, he's got a podcast and everything. Ka-chow.
Yeah, which is the mark of mental health success, by the way. Ka-chow. Is ka-chow copyrighted? Can we say ka-chow as often as we are? Because I like it. I'm going to make that my catchphrase. Ka-chow. Just going to whisper it every now and then. Am I the asshole for talking to my boss after a co-worker picklocked the bathroom door while I was inside?
Oh, Golly gee.
Well,
no.
So many things are wrong with that. So many things are wrong with it.
Am I the asshole because somebody wanted to see my shitting ass? No.
Am I the asshole because whilst I was performing bodily functions, I didn't want anybody else to share them with me? Those are mine.
Alex, you did this one, didn't you? You posted this. Somebody listened to the previous episode that you work with and then decided that they wanted to get a little peek, get a sneak peek version, like real-time action.
Into your bumhole and just have a quick poke around.
Yeah, as to how you wipe your asshole.
Yeah, that's it. They're breaking in to make sure they're not pulling an Alex.
They should have just watched my YouTube tutorial video available now. Please like, comment,
it's got unregistered Hypercam 3 on the bottom right.
Bandicam.
don't worry about blurring out my face. It's in -7K.
Ashley, is there context to this one that makes it maybe be a bit more... Is there a bone of contention to be had, or is it as face value as it appears?
Alex, can I guess? Is it that it's like some kind of joke, like between two co-workers, and one person took it too far, so they feel like an asshole for reporting them, but at the same time, you know, the pranks that the guy that got perved on were like very minor, and that one probably went like too far.
So maybe Tommy. Maybe.
Someone took it too far.
I'm here to shit all over Tommy's theory, ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
So, it's at a restaurant.
Ash.
Yes, mate.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow to you too, my son.
Alex?
Yes, Thomas?
Ka-chow.
Blessed be, ka-chow.
Ka-chow to all. And to all.
And to all, ka-chow.
Ka-chow!
fucking goddamn it. Every word I look at on this goddamn screen looks like it says ka-chow, and I'm so concerned.
And to all...
Ashley's caught dyslexia of ka-chow.
And to all, a ka-chow.
Hiya, yeah, can I order some food for delivery, please? Yeah, awesome. Yeah, can I just have, like, some egg fried rice?
I want it here, faster than fast, quicker than quick.
And can I have a beef ka-chow, mate?
Oh, god damn it. See you later. Bye. Ka-chow.
Fast. Quicker than quick.
Anyway, you're not getting any context because I've scrolled past it laughing, so.
Thanks, Ash.
Ka-chow. Why is Cars such a good fucking movie? It's got no right being that good. Listeners, if you haven't watched Cars, you need to go back. Alex is fucked.
Hey there, guy. Hello? Yes, this is Ka-chigger Takeaways, where we deliver faster than fast, quicker than quick.
Berry berry good chicken.
Fuck off! That is such a poor joke. Ka-chow.
I'm crying.
Oh, first you feel the thunder, then you see the lightning, you know? Oh.
Lightning, we love you! Ka-chow!
Is that the bit where the MX-5s flash their car titties?
Yeah, they flash their hood lights in, you know. One more. Is it anyone else that thinks that's hot? Is it just me?
Sorry?
The Miata / MX-5 kid. Fuck. Never mind. Delete that.
You know those sexy car kids.
I didn't mean to say that.
Do you know when those cars,
those underage car teams?
It's fucking, it's weird. They sexualize them. It's so weird.
Actually, for goodness sake, those cars were still under warranty. You can't say that.
They're not ready for an oil change.
Ashley, no, your dipstick!
They've not even been serviced yet, Ashley.
I want to go home. Look at their mileage! One previous lady owner.
And to all, a good chow.
Is this, are we still doing the podcast, or is that, surely we can't get any better than that?
No, I think I've had enough.
I think we're probably done, yeah.
I've had enough. I'm tired.
I've had enough. Podcast. Please, can you please bleep me saying me out of kids? Please.
But well. Ashley, it's comedy gold.
Thank you
for listening to another wonderful episode of the 33% Majority. Ka-chow.
Thank you very much for listening to this fucking nightmare. I've been your host, Ashley Hall. Ka-chigga, ka-chigga, ka-chow.
And I've been your host. And we've been your host, Tom Alex Hutchthorpson.
Ka-chow.
And to all, a good chow.
See you all next week. No. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Wow.
This was a weird episode we did.
Dude, I'm fucking dying. Strange.
So you know how usually I just... You know how I just say at the end a quick thing?
Yeah.
How do you guys think I would look in Dinoco Blue? Goodbye, guys.
Dumb shit. Goodbye. Bye.
Hi, thanks for making it past the end of the episode. You join me now on laptop microphone, because I have compiled a short story for you to enjoy. It includes highs, lows, triumph, victory and loss, and a villain character. I hope that you enjoy to listen to it. Goodbye!
Ka-chow!
What?
Ka-chow!
Ka-chigga! Ka-chigga! Ka-chigga!
Ka-chow!
Ka-chow! Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.